Blog Talk Radio.
I release all disappointment from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me, and love lives inside me. That's why today I take life as it comes.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome again to Higher Consciousness. As always, I am so honored to have this opportunity to connect with you this evening. For those of you who are new, my name is Professor Jamila Franklin, and I am the host and creator of the show, Higher Consciousness. And I always start out by giving background information about who I am. Currently, I teach psychology at colleges, and I have a private counseling practice. I am a certified Reiki master and energy medicine practitioner. In addition to that, I am a certified metaphysician, an author, and aromatherapist in the greater Atlanta, Georgia area, more specifically Stone Mountain, Georgia. And I always give the reason for my developing the show. I developed the show because I wanted to have a forum for discussions about metaphysics, spirituality, holistic psychotherapy, holistic health, holistic nutrition, and I wanted to also talk about divine relationships, the law of attraction, divine prosperity, and universal laws. And with other shows, too, with some future shows, we will have guests who will cover these topics and more. Higher Consciousness is a 90-minute show that will allow listeners to delve into topics at a higher vibrational level. As I state each week, the only ground rule is that everyone gives respect when expressing opinions, and this rule automatically raises your vibrational level so that you can receive respect as well. So, without further delay, tonight's topic is, do you eat to live or live to eat? If you want to join in the discussion, please call 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, if you want to join in the discussion, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. For those of you who want to use the internet, type in https://tobtr.com/s/3964573. Again, for those of you who are on the call and you want to tune in via the internet, type in http://tobtr.com/s/3964573. Now, internet users, you will still have to call 818-572-8023 and press 1 if you want to join in the discussion, and only one call at a time. Again, this is Higher Consciousness, and I am Professor Jamila Franklin. Now, the purpose for the show is to connect with you, excuse me, on a heart to heart and soul to soul level. This is not a show for intellectual debates. Instead, the show is dedicated to those who truly want to learn and grow spiritually and to heal. Each week I give you an update regarding the number of calls and listeners. Now, I just want to remind everyone that if you are unable to join in live at 7 p.m. on Monday, you can always listen later on to the archive shows. That's when most people tune in for the archive shows. But last week we had seven callers and we had seven listeners. And the Blog Talk Radio analytics department has had to shut down after a certain point today to upgrade the website. So when I last checked, I had over 656 downloads just for last week alone. And I know that I'm averaging about 800 to 900 downloads per show. So they are a bit behind. But I said last week we would have about 5,000 downloads total since we started the show on October the 22nd. And when I checked, we had 5,700 downloads since October 22nd. And I would like to thank each and every one of you who continues to listen in every week. And for those of you who are listening every week, I really would like to connect with you personally. So if you could just click the small picture on the website next to my large picture that says follow, and then I can send you a personal message to thank you personally. So again, for those of you who follow every week or most of the shows, just feel free to click follow in the window where my small picture is, and I would definitely respond to you. And you can send me an email to let me know how you like the show. Now, we've had several shows, and even though we may live a divine life, know who we are, and know about the I Am presence within us, we still sometimes experience fear, which causes us to remain in the matrix due to not understanding the law of attraction. And tonight's topic, do you eat to live or live to eat, is in alignment with that. Because if you don't know who you are, and if you don't know about the I Am presence within you, and if you are not living a life free of fear, then you will make choices in your life that are not the highest vibrational choices. They're not right. They're not wrong. They're just not vibrating at a frequency that will give you all the joy and happiness and divine health that you deserve. So to follow up with that thought in terms of divine health, the topic, do you eat to live or live to eat, tonight will give you some spiritual and metaphysical information and tools to critique your dietary habits, which may be causing you to not vibrate to a higher level of consciousness. Tonight's guest is Miss Andrea George, who is the owner of Rapid Gourmet, a wonderful product line of food products, and she would join us at 7:30. Now, since we are in the holiday season, I wanted to share some information about eating habits that are slowly, and in some cases, rapidly killing people on this planet. A lot of people in this country are addicted to food, and they're addicted to bad food at that. It is not uncommon for families to eat out at least three times or more per week. And the places where people choose to dine, for the most part, are fast food restaurants where the food has no nutritional value. And in most cases, it has been sitting out for hours at a time, collecting bacteria. And most people are not even aware of that or knowledgeable about that, but it has been collecting bacteria. Did you know that onions and other foods in the salad bar collect bacteria which can make you extremely ill? Most people didn't know that. Sliced onions have been used to collect bacteria in a room when a person is ill. If you talk to the ancestors, well, your elders, not your ancestors, because they've transitioned and they're on the other side. But if you talk to your elders in the family, your grandparents or great-grandparents, they would tell you how they would use garlic to get rid of colds and flus, and then also onions. If you put an onion, slice an onion, and put it around a room where someone is ill on a plate, that onion is going to collect bacteria and soak up all the germs and bacteria in the room. And after 24 hours, that onion or those slices of onions, and you know, in the room, if you put them on several plates, after 24 hours, the onion will be mostly or completely black because it has collected all the bacteria in the room. So when you eat chopped onions that have been exposed, you are, in fact, eating bacteria, which can make you ill. So use chopped onions shortly after you cut them, or use them to collect bacteria in the room if you or someone else is ill. Tonight I'm going to give you some information after Ms. George's presentation about some ways in which you can use your kitchen as a pharmacy. And I would invite everyone to call me personally if you would like to have a private consultation with me as well. My number is 770-808-8051, and I have information about my website as well. But feel free to give me a call about consultations regarding this as well as any other topic that has been covered on my programs. Now, also, have you noticed that after you have eaten at a fast food restaurant that you are hungry again shortly thereafter? The reason that this happens is because you're eating empty calories. You're not eating anything that's packed with nutrition. Most of the foods are overcooked. Most of the foods are overprocessed. So you are not eating anything that's nutritious. You may as well be eating paper because the fast foods lack all the important nutrients that would feed your body. So my question to the listening audience is, do you eat to live or live to eat? Now, canned vegetables are the lowest on the food chain. And some people are saying, well, you know, I'm eating vegetables, I buy canned goods, and so I know that I'm doing the right thing. And they are doing the right thing, but they're just using the lowest form of the vegetables or of the fruit. Anything in a can has been overly processed and lacks most of the nutrients that your body needs to stay healthy. So what ends up happening is you're eating all these things, but you're not feeling full because the enzymes that will help break the food down and the enzymes that your body would need, your body is not receiving that because it's been cooked out of foods. And now during the holidays, we know that a lot of people will cook greens until the cows come home. They'll start cooking greens at 5 in the morning, and those greens are still cooking up until 5 in the afternoon. You know those things are dead. They have no nutritional value. And then they would put some ham hocks in the typical southern diet, because I grew up in the south. They would put that in the greens, and then the greens are struggling to try to maintain some kind of nutritional value, and then they have to struggle with the fat and the grease on top of it. So by the time you eat the greens, they lack all the nutrients. So as I said before, you may as well be eating paper because it has no nutritional value. And most of the holiday meals are packed with high calories, high in sugar, high in fat, and no nutrition. So what happens when you get up from the table? You're stuffed. You can barely move. And someone can just put a pin in you like a turkey and you will pop. Because, you know, you're stuffed. But your body has not been fed. All of that food. And your body has not been fed anything that it can use. So what happens? You feel lethargic. You end up falling asleep. And you end up gaining weight. Because the diet was packed with sugar, salt, fat, and things that it cannot break down. Now, to have a healthy body, you should eat as many raw fruits and vegetables as possible. The reason is that raw fruits and vegetables contain enzymes which the body can break down into liquid fuel and use immediately. Just think of your body like a car. When you have a car, you know that you have to have And when you have a car, you know that you have to have gas that it can use. Otherwise, the car cannot run. The same thing with your body. It has to have nutritional fuel, which is healthy foods, in order for it to run properly. So when you're feeding it these foods that lack nutrients, that's why we become sick. And that's why our immune system becomes compromised. Because healthy foods will give you the fuel that you need to keep you from becoming ill and from gaining weight. I want to ask you, how many of you read the labels of the foods that you eat? Now, these labels contain very important information about the sugar, salt, preservatives, and additives in your food. These items can also cause cancer, diabetes, hypertension, and strokes. Also, these items are included within canned foods to give the canned goods a longer shelf life. So now let's just think about this. If these items make the food remain longer on the shelf, what do you think they're doing to your body? Okay? Let's think about that. Some of those canned goods have been on the shelf since the stores have opened. You know? And sometimes stores will have canned goods on the shelves that have expired, and they still sell these things to you. Why? Because people are not paying attention. They're not paying attention. Now, they will read the newspaper, or they would look at soap operas, or they do anything else like that that has very little to do with their health. But something as critical as reading the labels on all packages in the store, very few people do that. They just put things in their grocery basket without reading it. And some of these foods have expired, which means they are toxic and can do harm to your body. But for them to be able to stay on the shelf as long as they have, they've put chemicals in them. So where are those chemicals going? They're going inside of your body. They're going inside of your body. Now, another thing, if you cannot pronounce the ingredient, you shouldn't be eating it. If you turn over a lot of those products, especially things in the frozen section, you can't pronounce half of those ingredients. And you're eating things that you don't even know what they are, and you can't pronounce. So, you know, why do we do this? Because we've been trained to do that. And when we don't know who we are, going back to all of my other shows, when we don't know who we are, when we do not know about the I Am presence within us, when we are not living a divine life, when we are operating in fear and living in the matrix and don't understand the law of attraction, how we're attracting these low vibrational things to us, then we become a candidate for illnesses. And we treat our bodies worse than trash cans, because we're dumping into our bodies things that are making us ill, because we're not taking the time to take care of our bodies. And a lot of people will say, well, it costs too much to eat healthy. And those same people will have designer shoes. The ladies will have their nails done, their hair coiffed. The men will have the best rims on their cars. So you know what that's saying to me And I tell my students this when I lecture about this in colleges, that we think more of things that don't have any life. We think more of those than we do of the things that do, which is our body. I know of people with diabetes who still eat sugar, who would drink sodas, who would drink coffee. They would still do these things because they say to themselves, well, I can do a little bit of this. And the body is saying to them, I can't tolerate this. But because they've become addicted to what they do, they choose not to give it up. So we have to decide, do I live to eat or eat to live? Because if you eat to live, you will start making some very, very different decisions and choices. And it's not condemning you. You're not beating up on yourself. You're just saying, okay, let me just seriously sit down and ask myself, why do I think more of my car? I'm going to put high premium gas in my car. But I'll eat foods that my body can't break down. Why do I think more of my how I personally look, because I'll get high-end dresses from stores, but I won't go to the farmer's market or I won't go to any grocery store and get fresh vegetables to prepare for myself and my family. That's a question that I want us to think about, particularly during the holidays, because there are a lot of dietary habits that I see people indulge in during the holidays, and they make the excuse, well, I eat like this only once a year. And there was a person that I met last year, and I went to this particular person's house, and she was talking about all of the diseases and all of the illnesses that she had, and she was preparing, but we said in the South, chitlins. Woman was very, very educated, has a high-profile job, and she's dicing chitlins in front of me and saying that she had some issues, some medical issues. And I'm watching her, you know, make this choice to eat these things that she knows would not be in her best interest. So tonight we're going to look at some things. Like I said, Andrea George is going to be the guest from 7:30 to 8. And then after her presentation, I'm going to finish talking about the choices that we make so we can make well-informed decisions and choices. Now, as I said, if you can't pronounce it, you shouldn't be eating it because it's telling you it's a chemical. So you can pronounce orange. You can pronounce carrot. You can pronounce beets, kale, and cabbage. However, most of the ingredients in the canned goods, in the frozen products, and boxed goods, we can't pronounce. This means that your body cannot break it down because more than likely it is a chemical that is slowly causing your body to break down or causing your immune system to be weak. So, again, do you eat to live or live to eat? Once your immune system is weak, you are susceptible to viruses, to cancers, and other diseases. Diseases is hyphenated. Remember, I talked about this last week. It means that the body is not at ease. It's not at peace. And vegetables should be eaten raw, preferably, so that you can get the living enzymes which will help the body break down your food. If not, then they should be frozen. So the first choice is to get your vegetables and your fruit fresh. And sometimes people are not able to do that. If not, then go to the frozen section in your store. And then get those, because those items have been minimally cooked. They haven't been overcooked. They've been minimally cooked before they were frozen. And so some enzymes are still present. And so if you can't do that, and if you eat the canned goods, they're very low on the totem pole, and because they've been overly cooked and overprocessed. So if you are having issues with your body, like diabetes, cancer, hypertension, any of those things, or any disease, there's a dietary issue going on. That's not the only issue, but that's a primary issue. Because when the body is fully aligned, when the body is very strong, it has built in it, the Most High God, Jehovah Allah, has given us the reserves to combat any disease or any disorder within our body. It would just naturally do that on its own. Because we have not been doing that, because most of the foods now are devitalized, they don't have the nutrients in them, we don't have the reserves that our ancestors had. Because people would tell me, well, my grandmother ate this food, my grandfather, my great-parents, great-grandparents. And I immediately respond and tell them, no, they didn't eat the foods that you're currently eating. The soil was different. The soil had nutrients in it. We now have put pesticides in the soil. We've devitalized the soil. We don't rotate the crops in the ground. So the soil has been depleted. No, they didn't eat the foods that you're eating. They did not. So if you're having issues, your body is communicating with you and it's telling you to stop. And that's why I said earlier, when people tell me that they're choosing not to stop, I'm fine with that. I'm a psychotherapist, and I know what's really going on. Because my first show, Who Are You and Do You Love You? If you loved you, you wouldn't have something outside of you that's not even live dictate to you. Eating pork and you have hypertension is questionable. Eating things with sugar and you have diabetes is questionable. Drinking coffee, for most people, is interesting because coffee is now, the caffeine is linked to breast cancer. So there are people who are doing things and they say, well, you know, I'm going to do this. My parents did or my grandparents did. And I've said to people that I want us to make different choices. Let's not have things outside of us that are not even living dictate to us and control our thinking. We should be in control of our dietary habits. That's what separates us, supposedly, from other creatures on this planet, because we have the ability to discern, to determine what is not in our best interest, and to make different choices. Again, our guest tonight will be Miss Andrea George, and she will join us at 7:30, and she will give information about her gourmet line entitled Rapid Gourmet, an upscale prepared food line. So what I want us to do for the holidays is I would like for you to stock your kitchen with foods that are fresh and raw or minimally cooked. And you know what will happen? You will have more energy and more vitality and more health. And it's going to be something that will be life-changing, but you're worth it. I'm voting for you. I'm voting for you. I'm voting for, as my good friend Dr. Shea always says, she tells her clients, I'm voting for your intelligence. I'm voting for you. I have faith in you. I have confidence in you. Because I know that you are a divine expression of the Most High God, who wants you to have divine health. Your health is your wealth. There are people who have money whose health is compromised because people play these psychological games with themselves. I know people who do that all the time. And I watch them make choices, and I don't say anything. After I've talked to people once or twice, I choose not to say anything because they have the right to decide to live their lives the way in which they choose to live their lives. However, I'm choosing to live my life in a way in which I'm going to have vibrancy, I'm going to have fun. I'm going to be youthful. I don't want to have aches and pains as I mature, because that's not natural. A lot of people say, oh, that's natural as you get older to have aches and pains. No, it isn't. There are parts of the world where people who are in their 70s, 80s, and 90s who don't have an ache or a pain, who don't have arthritis. Why? Because of their dietary habits and because of their thinking. It's not just the diet. It's how you perceive the world as well. It's a total package. But in this country, what has happened is that people's diets have gone wayward. So when we come back after this commercial, I will introduce the guest for this evening. And thank you for joining us this evening.
This is Professor Jamila Franklin, CEO and President of Oyinde Enterprises, a holistic wellness company. We provide dynamic certified Reiki and energy medicine classes and trainings, certified aromatherapy courses, metaphysics courses, life coaching sessions, and private holistic counseling sessions. For more information, call 770-808-8051 or go to our website at www.oyindeenterprises.com. That is spelled OYINDEENTERPRISES.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Welcome back to Higher Consciousness. My name is Professor Jamila Franklin, and tonight's topic is, do you eat to live or live to eat? And we're being joined now at this moment with Miss Andrea George, who is the owner of Rapid Gourmet. Hello, Miss George. How are you this evening?
I am doing well. Thank you for having me, Jamila. I so appreciate you inviting me to be on your show to discuss this very important topic, especially at the holiday.
Okay. I would like for you to tell the listening audience, what is Rapid Gourmet?
Rapid Gourmet is a gift and product line that focuses on healthy eating. Because unfortunately in our society these days, since we are such a fast food oriented country, we have people, kids as well as grown ups, that think eating healthy is boring and not delicious. And I'm here to say that's absolutely not true. There has been a miseducation, and we have given in to the big industry and become a slave to convenience, and we have sacrificed our health and our bodies for this. And we really need to re-educate, refocus our energies, because our bodies is a gift on this earth, and it's our temple, as we know, given by the Creator. And we need to respect this temple and to treat it very, very well. As you were saying earlier in your show, there are some people who treat their cars better than their bodies.
Mm-hmm. What inspired you, and thank you so much for giving that very, very wonderful explanation of your wonderful product line. What inspired you to create the product line?
Well, I have been concerned with this trend that I've seen happening. And, of course, I experienced what many of us are going through with the health care. We see the debacle happening in our country with the health care system, with the politicians, nothing can get done. So many people are living without health insurance. Or if you take a visit to the doctor just to step on the carpet, it's $200. And by the time they make you take this test and that test, you're up to $600. And especially with the downturn in the economy, people are just so frustrated and won't do anything. And by eating healthy, this is a way where we can take our power back. Because as you mentioned, and it's so true, anything we need to take care of our bodies is in nature. And we have noticed a trend right now that people are getting it. People are going to more holistic healthcare practitioners. And the best way you can help yourself is by monitoring and being very selective of what you put in your body. A fascinating trend that we're seeing happening right now, more and more people are shopping at farmers markets. I don't know if you've noticed, but anytime you go to your local farmers market, it's just crawling with people. Before, this was not the case. You know, you'd see some people, et cetera, but people more are gravitating towards fresh and quality food. And if you notice, farmers markets are springing up in all types of communities, and that is indeed a wonderful thing. Also, I came up where, well, first of all, my father lived to 101 years old and 3 months. And we do believe that he decided to leave this planet.
Okay. Can you share with the audience where you're from originally?
Yes. I'm originally from the Caribbean, an island called Antigua. You might have heard it pronounced Antigua. And I'm here to tell you that my father and his counterpart, it was very common for them to live into well into their 90s and 100s. And these were people who weren't taking all these medication and going to the doctor every 2 minutes. My father, in his 90s and up to 100, his blood pressure was lower than mine, and he didn't suffer from low blood pressure. These are people who ate natural, healthy things. They didn't eat anything from a refrigerator that was frozen. Mm-hmm. Everything was fresh. And right now, we are taught by the commercials and things we see in society, by age 50, you get your little pill box with each day. I'm sure you've seen them. The M for Monday, the T for Tuesday, W for Wednesday, and you have at least 8 pills with your cornflakes, and people are supposed to accept that as natural. That does not have to be the case. And to know that in other parts of the country, people in their 80s and 90s are working 8 hours a day and not having to take any type of medication. Sometimes we even hear commercials making it seem fashionable to take all this medication. Oh, yes, make sure you take your meds, et cetera. You know, that doesn't have to be the case, and we really need to stand up for ourselves and not just go like sheep to the slaughter and really investigate things and just know what we're putting into our bodies. Because it's quick and easy doesn't mean that it's good.
Mm-hmm. I like that concept. You're so right. You see the commercials. And what I've said to people about the commercials, I said, okay, they tell you, and people take pills for things that are viruses that you can't, that there's no cure for. If you have a cold, the Sudafed and all those other things are not going to cure it. It would just make you drowsy and intoxicated because it's full of alcohol, so you'll sleep through the night, but the cold is still there. So, and the interesting thing is they tell you that if you take any of the pharmaceuticals that you're going to be blind in your left eye, lose your right tooth, hopping on your right leg, you know, not able to talk for 15 years, and people still take, I tell people, the side effects are worse than the maladies, than the so-called diseases. And but we've gotten so used to not wanting to have pain, and we don't like to have pain, so people want quick cures, and they're not cures anyway. What happens is that you're medicated. Medicines mean that you're medicated. They're not cures, but they're you're medicated. Mm-hmm.
But let's take a look at what happens with the commercials, and sometimes we really have to just pause and take a closer look at what we see. For those same medications that they rattle off the side effects, which is at least 25 to 50, at the last 30 seconds of the commercial, for the major part of the commercial, you have this beautiful song, It's a Wonderful World, playing in the background, and a woman, an attractive woman with her frock and puppies and a picket fence and everything. So then people just plug into that imagery, which stays in the mind, and not really thinking. always think, well, if I take this drug, XYZ drug, I'm going to have the perfect life and be able to run barefoot on the grass and have puppies
right.
and a picket fence,
right.
et cetera. And, you know, that is how we see things, and it's set up for us just to absorb that part and really don't pay any attention to the meat of the matter, which comes at the very end.
That's an excellent point. That's an excellent point. Now, how are your products very healing for the body, so people can use foods to heal their body as opposed to medicines? What are some of the ingredients that you have in your products that are healing?
Very good. We need to study some of these foods that we have and find out what they do. For
mm-hmm.
example, in some of my products, I tend to use a bit of ginger. As we know, ginger is one of the superfoods. Another thing I need to remind people, we really need to sit at the feet of our elders instead of pushing them away in nursing homes and learn from the knowledge, because they have so much they can teach us. I remember as a child when we had upset stomach, and as young girls when you're first getting your cycle and you're feeling so sick and bloated, the parents insisted that you drink some ginger tea.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just, here they have me going to more ginger tea. But come to find out, many studies show that ginger root, which it's commonly called too, it can ease nausea, motion sickness, even when you're pregnant. You know, it's something safe to have versus any type of medication. And the ginger has in some oils and some compounds that suppresses nausea, but it's safe without side effects. How many of us can say if we take A, B, or C medication that we can really have something without any side effects?
Exactly.
Now, and as we know, in Asian cooking, they use a lot of ginger.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that I have in my products appears. Do you know that, and this I research in Prevention Magazine, Prevention Magazine noted that pears can be a cure for high cholesterol. One medium pear has 5 grams of dietary fiber, and much of it in the form of pectin, which helps to flush out that cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
And as we know, if you have too much cholesterol in your system, you can run the risk of heart disease.
Right.
So here, eating pear versus French fries can really help you, help yourself. Another
right.
thing that, you know, I use to give an example in my product is garlic, another wonderful superfood. And I heard you said earlier, which is so true, talking about onion and garlic and how when they sit out, they absorb sickness and bacteria and everything like that. Now, garlic is a cure for yeast infection, people have found in researchers. It contains, again, essential oils that can inhibit the growth of candida,
mm-hmm. Very
which is
true.
A fungus. And it's a cult, you know, so many people are beginning to suffer from candida and are in so much pain. It will help you with itch and vaginal discharge and yeast infection for some people. And also a good thing is thyme, cloves, and essential oils from oranges are also effective as fungicides.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just make sure you use these things as you so rightly mentioned earlier. It's best to use it in its natural form, or if you have to have it frozen, fresh is best. Always
mm-hmm.
remember that.
May I invite people who may want to join in this topic and talk with Andrea, feel free to call 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. And our wonderful guest this evening is Andrea George, and she is the owner and CEO of Rapid Gourmet, an upscale prepared food line that's just very, 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 very good. And I've received some information from previous shows because I see people on the board who are holding, which is wonderful. But my listeners have said, you know, Professor Franklin, we don't want to stop the conversation. We're here to listen. So if we don't call, it's because we're listening intently. But for those of you, and I appreciate that feedback, because this is a show for you to learn and to explore and to delve into topics more thoroughly. But for those of you who do want to join us and ask questions of Ms. George, again, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Okay. All right, Andrea, you would talk. Something you said earlier, too, is so important in terms of yeast infections. A lot of times, too, people don't realize that yeast infections are also caused by consuming a lot of sugar and by consuming a lot of dairy products. And because what happens is that Candida feeds on sugar. So, mm-hmm. And what you said so well, so eloquently, is that garlic is going to knock it out. But what happens with people is once they have a holistic cure, I see them go back to their previous dietary habits. So our effort tonight is have us look at our diets and see what is working and just continue that and see what is causing us distress, emotional, physical distress, and choose to make some different choices. Okay. So, Andrea, I'm sorry, you can continue.
Sure, sure. No, one of the saddest things that I have seen is some young kids, and I have had the opportunity to teach at several levels. I currently teach some business classes too at the college level, but I have had young people coming in with breakfast, and for breakfast it is a Coke and a packet of Cheetos. Mm. What typically happens is that they'll put their head down and fall asleep. They're so lethargic, no energy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it is just sad to see. And you know it's because of what they're putting in their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is just wasted empty calories that's blowing them up. And no wonder that they're hungry by 10 o'clock.
Exactly.
Because, you know, they're not sustained. Now, one of the things that I have in some of the products too, are raisins. Now, here's an interesting fact about raisins. Raisins can be a cure for high blood pressure, which I recently read, too, that high blood pressure can contribute to about 15% of deaths, and it is very preventable. So, you know, it's a shame that we have to go to the doctor and get all these pills with stuff that we can present easily. Now, about 60 raisins, which is a handful, contain 1 gram of fiber and 212 milligrams of potassium, which are very good for our bodies. They can help stop hypertension. Studies have shown that polyphenols in grape-derived foods, such as raisins, wine, and grape juice, are effective in maintaining cardiovascular health, which also includes bringing down blood pressure. Now, we can realize that this is indeed a fact, because we know in Europe, where they tend to drink red wines more, et cetera, those people tend not to have as high of incidences of heart disease as we have. And anything with that bright red color, which we know for the most part, red grapes before they become raisins, you know, you have fat that you can add to your diet. So if you want something sweet, even for a kid, have a little box of raisins or, you know, food cooking raisins. You can add raisins to your salad. There's so many things that you can do that you don't have to go and have in a package. They say the best things for your bodies come in natural wrappings of their own. There's no cellophane, no foil, et cetera. They come with their own packaging, like bananas and grapes, et cetera. You know, the creator did a great job. He doesn't need any type of manufacturing help.
I like that. That's true. I like that. That is so true. And I think you made an excellent point in terms of parents making more holistic choices rather than giving your children candy. Like when people came to my house for Halloween, I had more nutritious things to give them rather than sugar, because people feel like, okay, especially if the child is being a little agitated, the first thing I see some people do is put something sugary in a child's hand, and all that does is it escalates the problem. It doesn't calm them down, and it just makes them more hyperactive. And you said raisins. Raisins are excellent snacks, grapes, oranges, and children, like I've told people, when they've said, oh, my child won't eat that. And I've said, if that's the only thing in your refrigerator, guess what? Your child will eat it, because he or she sees that the options are only healthy options, and they are not going to die. So children have become manipulators of their parents, and the parents have fallen suit. Why? Because it's easier. They would rather go down the path of least resistance. I'll give this candy to him or her to keep him or her quiet. And that's, you see a peak in terms of pediatric dentistry. The child becomes hyperactive. You're causing neurological problems, because sugar, white sugar, is a drug. It's a drug. So you're causing neurological problems within a child, and then they become sugar addicts. So if you go back, like you said, to nature, that will reverse all of that.
You make two excellent points, because sometimes the parents want to go to the point of least resistance. And as human beings, we're very intelligent. If a child becomes hungry enough, he or she will eat. You know, sometimes parents start, you know, oh, he hasn't eaten for the last hour, or he doesn't like that, he makes a fit. If that kid, no kid is going to starve, okay? If they're hungry enough, they
will
eat something.
That's true.
And these are learned behaviors. Another thing, how many times when we hear parents say, I'll give you a treat. Here's a cookie. Here's a Snicker bar. Here's a candy. Why don't we say, I'll give you a treat. Here's some cucumber slices, or here's a strawberry, et cetera. So we condition the kid to think that treat means sweet, high sugar, et cetera. Another thing, have you noticed that every so-called holiday we have or anything we celebrate has to do with a bunch of candy? Let's go through the year. New Year's Day, we have sweets. Then comes Valentine's Day, candy. Then Patrick's Day, I'm noticing a lot of green sweets, too. And I've even heard people go as far to say they're decorating with candy. How do you decorate with candy? You know?
That's true.
You know, and then you go to offices, and then they'll have the pastel colored candy on their desk, et cetera.
That's then very true.
You know, after that, of course, some is going to involve some sweet, and then we get into fall. We have Halloween. We load a candy. Then we have Thanksgiving, tons of sugar. And Christmas, of course, the granddaddy of them all. So now we wonder why diabetes is rampant in children. You know?
Right.
Because it's gotten to the point now that if our taste buds are always expecting something sweet, and if something is not sweet, we don't like it. So we've trained our taste buds just to always expect this high concentrated sugar, and not even natural sugar, because, you know, if we use honey, the real honey, the natural raw honey, it's much better, but it's this processed sugar that cause, and processed foods that cause our blood sugar just to spike, and everything is over-processed. And that's a problem. So then that's what they're accustomed to tasting. So anything else tastes weird or different. Broccoli, that tastes horrible, because they have not been exposed to eating broccoli or eating broccoli raw.
And that's very true. There are children who will spit out orange juice that has pulp in it, because they don't know what it tastes like. They're used to Sunny D and all these other that isn't even orange juice, but they're used to these processed drinks. orange drinks or whatever those drinks are. So when you give them real juice, it's like, oh, my God, this is nasty. There was a guy, Jamie Oliver, who is a well-known chef in England, who went to the most economically deprived area in West Virginia, and they had a high rate of obesity with these young kids, mostly Caucasian young kids, and he prepared healthy foods. He prepared healthy foods, and then they had the pizza, and they threw away the healthy foods. It was just like he was fighting an uphill battle. The town was against him. The parents were against him because they had been colonized. He showed them what chicken nuggets were made of. He showed them that they weren't, the chicken nuggets are not made from whole chicken. That's the chicken parts that they grind together in a grinder, chicken beaks and all of that. The trailings and all the end parts of the chicken, just like sausage. That's not the whole part of the animal. And the kids looked at it and they said, he said, would you eat this? And they said, yeah. He said, why? Because it tastes good. He did the same experiment with British children where he's from. He's from England. And when they saw the experiment, they immediately stopped eating chicken nuggets. But in America, people have been programmed. So what I wanted to talk about now, Andrea, in the few moments that we have left, is about your wonderful products and, you know, how you have used ginger in your products, and to just give a quick summary of some of the products and how people could get in touch with you. And again, if anyone wants to join us, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. 818-572-8023 and press 1. Okay?
Definitely. Well, I was inspired to do this because I saw that there are a couple of things happening in our society. The reality is that we're all very busy. And all we remember our parents, our mothers very fondly, but many of us right now just do not have the time to spend 4 hours in the kitchen making up some cookies from scratch, etc. Even if we happen to love to cook, we just don't have the time, and we need to spend quality time. But we do want quality things. So there was a need, different lifestyle change. So the challenge was, how can you bring quality foods to people that are convenient, that they don't have to spend a lot of time preparing? Mm-hmm. So I realized that there was a need there. And then plus two, people wanted things that taste terrific, and that they're the men, you know, who maybe don't like to cook, et cetera, but everybody's living independent life. How can I get stuff done quickly, healthy, nutritious, and delicious? So I was able to come up with these things because I come from a family where we always love to cook and we believe in fresh foods and vegetables. And so forth, and I love going to the farmer's market, and he's saying, how can we do this? So I started, you know, just experimenting and doing this and making these products and items for friends and family, and they just love that. So he said, you know, you need to share them with more people. So we can do these things, and I'll give you an idea of some of the things that I have in the line. I have, like, a brown rice mix. Brown rice is much healthier than regular white rice, and it's very easy. The instructions are there. You just add water or whatever fresh vegetables you want. I have a cilantro garlic pesto. I have a product,
which is phenomenal. I eat that all the pesto. Oh, my gosh, it's phenomenal. Yeah.
And I have pineapple papaya item, which, by the way, pineapple and papaya is very, very good for digestion. In many of the health food stores, you'll find it appeal with that, but health food stores are good places, but nothing trumps the natural fruit or vegetable. So you don't have to go and buy the peel if you eat these fresh. And sometimes if people have acid digestion, etc., that helps you with your digestion. Both pine And please, if you buy a pineapple, do not throw away the core, that inner most piece. We all have teeth, and even if you have dentures, you still can chew. Most of the enzymes are right in that core, and sometimes we get so babyish that we don't think that we can chew these things. No, use up everything. And even when you're peeling your fruits and vegetables, don't take half inch off. Peel very close to the skin because a lot of the nutrients are right there close to the skin, etc. You know, the Creator made everything rich and bountiful, so you just don't want to throw away the best things that you have.
Right.
Casting made with cranberry, and we know cranberries are good for the kidneys, etc. We use cinnamon. Cinnamon is excellent for your blood sugar. Anything, if you have blood sugar issues or you just want to make sure that everything is regulated, sprinkle a half teaspoon of cinnamon on your cereal, your oatmeal, you know, your smoothie, anything you're doing. These are basic steps you can take to improve your health, empower yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel free to email me at gourmetgiftgiving@gmail.com, or you can visit the website at rapidgourmetonline.com, www.rapidgourmetonline.com. I love to share recipes and give people ideas on, you know, how they can use the product or what we can incorporate. But I find, too, that sometimes we get stuck into this boring way of doing the same thing over and over. And when you think about the rainbow colors we have in our foods and the options, you know, we have to just mix things up and keep it fresh and interesting because, let's face it, you grow iceberg lettuce, but if iceberg lettuce is the only thing you have in your salad, it's going to be very boring.
Right.
And we are blessed with just such a wide variety, so why not just keep it fresh and incorporate it and come up with new twists on things? And it definitely can be done. So you really have to make sure. And I wanted to go back to one point.
Before you do that, can you give them your telephone number?
Sure. My telephone number is 678-525-487.
It was fading in and out. So the number is 678-525-4847, 678-525-4847, and the company is Rapid Gourmet, and the website again, Andrea, what is the website?
RapidGourmetOnline.com.
Okay, it's rapidgourmetonline.com. Okay. The reason I was repeating it is because the reception was fading in and out with the connection.
Okay.
So.
Thank you so much for doing that. And one thing I wanted just to go back that you said, and it's so true, and it's kind of sad. I am now aware, and here's another thing, fish. We have kids, and it's sad to say some adults right now, that the only thing they eat when it comes to fish is fish sticks or fish cubes. There are kids now that don't know fish comes with a head. They think fish, they're produced breaded and in sticks by Mrs. Paul or whomever. You know, so I don't know if you need to start taking kids to farms to see real animals so they understand how food becomes food and know the various stages because things are becoming so processed that people don't know what the natural thing looks like, and that is a problem when you have a kid think fish only come in sticks, whichever ocean you ever see a stick swimming as a fish.
Right.
So type of education is very, very crucial. And we need to empower ourselves. I think this is the age of empowerment. And we've all had to go through some hard times to see some things to get to this point. But we can empower ourselves first by taking a stand for what we put in our bodies. And so it's not so the expensive to eat healthy. Just think of the alternative. It's much more expensive to be in the hospital.
Right, right. That is so true. That is so true. So I really, really have appreciated your joining us this evening. Our guest this evening is Miss Andrea George. She's the owner and CEO of Rapid Gourmet, an upscale, pre-prepared, wonderful food line. And she has excellent, excellent products for the holiday time. So I would really encourage you to give her a call or to visit her website. Her telephone number again is 678-525-4847, 678-525-4847, and her website is, repeat it again, Andrea?
It's RapidGourmetOnline.com, www.RapidGourmetOnline.com, or just Google Rapid Gourmet.
Yeah, so it's www.rapidgourmetonline.com. So we thank you so very much for dropping by to talk with us on Higher Consciousness and to provide our listeners with a lot of excellent information about how they can use ginger and garlic and papaya and pineapple and some other wonderful foods during the holidays and to make different choices so that everyone will push away from the table with a smile on his or her face as opposed to pushing away from the table, feeling stuffed. Okay, before you go, I have a caller, okay? Okay. Greetings. Welcome to Higher Consciousness. How are you?
Thank you. Oh, I'm fine, Sister Jamila, Dr. Jamila. How are you? I'm so enjoying the show. And,
greetings, Sahita. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. And you and your Rapid Gourmet guest, Miss Andrea George, I want to thank you, Miss Andrea, for your donation, and you, Jamila, as well. I just had some of Rapid Gourmet's cranberry chutney or the cranberry spread?
Cranberry
so
relish.
Cranberry relish.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Such a nice taste and such a nice zing. And I'm so glad you were educating people tonight, Dr. Jamila, on healthy choices because a lot of people are eating the same unhealthy, denatured foods all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And if they start making a shift or a change, their bodies will start to crave better food.
Exactly.
You know, to give your body, what it needs. So this was a timely show, and I want to thank you both for the work you do in the community. As busy as you are, you find time to do segments on radios and, produce healthy foods for the community. So that's a wonderful thing. And your product line, Ms. Andrea George, is very good for the holidays and for college students. Makes a wonderful gift. You can put it over your oatmeal. You can put it over your crackers or on a pita bread, over some healthy ice cream and yogurt chips. So it's wonderful and it's very, very versatile. Or you can just eat it right out the jar.
Mm-hmm.
You're beginning to sound like your husband, who is a wonderful customer for Rapid Gourmet, and there's a peach chutney that he renamed Divine Love, and he had me laughing so much about it because there's one time that he had a jar, and then I said, oh, take it home, share it with the family, and then I looked out the door, and his vehicle was still there. He said, I just finished it there in front. I had never made it home.
For sure.
But thank you so much. And, I'm so glad that you have enjoyed the product. And I thank you, too, for for the work you do in the community, because
yes.
I know that you are such an important voice in the community, and your love for the arts and what you contribute in terms of music, which is another healing thing, you know, because
yeah.
we need to just take care of our bodies and all the stress that we're running around with. If we could just respect the body more by what we put in it, what
right.
we listen, what we put in our mouth and also in our
yeah.
ears coming from the music
That's
side,
right.
we will have a better chance.
Mm-hmm. I second that too, Andrea. And we really, really thank you so much, Tahina, for your tireless efforts
yes.
and your promoting the efforts that people like Andrea and myself are committed to do. You really have been a force within the community at large to let people know about services and products that they may not have known about prior to your introducing those services and products to them. So thank you so much for being a supportive person in my life, period, but for the radio show. We really appreciate you, and thank you for giving the excellent accolades about Andrea's products. And so we really appreciate that. Thank you.
That's
it.
Thank you.
So we are about to wrap it up with Ms. George.
And thank you so much for having me on the show today. What you're doing via Higher Consciousness is indeed a public service. And I'm so happy people can listen live or go back and, you know, listen to an archive show, because I know with our schedules, we're not always able to be on at the time. But this is great because, you know, instead of listening to shock radio or anything crazy, when we are at home cleaning or cooking, what a great idea to listen to something that would uplift you. So thank you for raising the consciousness, and best of luck to you and your listeners as you continue just to improve this planet.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you. Again, for people who want to contact Ms. George, you can contact her at 678-525-4847. And her website again is, repeat your website again.
RapidGourmetOnline.com.
Okay. And please think about shopping small businesses this holiday season. Ms. George has an excellent product line, and also we'll give you more information about my product line with this commercial break. And thank you so much, Andrea, for joining us. And just remain, hopefully, on the line for the rest of the show. And we will be back after this.
I certainly continue listening. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be back after this brief commercial break.
Are you stressed, tired, need to relax? Peace Be Still, a natural holistic aromatherapy blend, is your answer. My name is Jacqueline Scott, and I have been a faithful user for years. For more information and to purchase Peace Be Still, a wonderful blend for the entire family, go to Amazon.com or call 770-808-8051 today.
Again, welcome back. This is Higher Consciousness. I am Professor Jamila Franklin, and the topic tonight is, do you eat to live or do you live to eat? And we had on our show this evening Ms. Andrea George, who is the owner and CEO of Rapid Gourmet, an upscale prepared food product line which provides healthy, wholesome products for the holidays. So rather than eating a lot of things that will make us ill, please feel free to get in touch with Ms. George and go to her website. She has products that will give you nutrients that your body can use to promote your health, as opposed to diminishing your health. And tonight's topic is to really give the listening audience more information about the ways in which you can improve your health not only for yourself but for your family members as well. And we talked about a lot of different topics, a myriad of topics. So I want to discuss some more of those topics. If you are experiencing cancer, diabetes, or any other dis-ease, which means the body is not at ease, the body is telling you that it is not receiving the proper nutritional, emotional, and spiritual support that it needs. Now, this is something that a lot of people don't realize or know. You can be a vegetarian and still get cancer. Let me just repeat that. You can be a vegetarian and still get cancer because cancer is due to toxic cells, thoughts, and foods. So it's not only the foods, we have to also watch the thoughts that we entertain. So tonight we will dispel with the myth that you can cure the body with food only. Because if you have toxic thoughts, your body is acidic, and cancer and other diseases thrive. They grow, these diseases, in an acidic environment. So you're eating all these good foods if you're vegetarian, but if you're negative, if you're gossiping, if you're talking about people, if you're creating discord and strife, your body is acidic. So you may as well be eating fast foods because your body cannot do anything with those healthy foods because you've created an internal environment that's made it impossible to do anything with those foods. So when you eat foods that are not being assimilated, it's because of the thoughts that you're thinking. What makes your body acidic? Negative, low vibrational thoughts, a poor diet, stress, and low vibrational emotions such as persistent anger, depression, anxiety, or hate. So my question to you again is, do you eat to live or live to eat? If you have a family history of diseases, start paying attention to what is going on within your family. Just start noticing. Are members of your family really loving and kind? Now, this is the time people tend to congregate around the holiday time. And there's so much dysfunction during the holidays and special family gatherings. I've said to people, if you want to know if Aunt Susie is dysfunctional or a little crazy, have a funeral, have a family gathering, a family reunion, or have something during the holidays. And all the dysfunctional behavior that's dormant within her during the year will become known during one of those times. So, and people put on the face or the facade that they're really loving and kind, when inside of them, the internal environment, they're brooding a lot of hate or anger or discord. So when you put healthy food into a body like that, the body can't do anything with the food because the body is not settled. So the food does not get assimilated within the system in a healthy way. Is there peace during the holidays at your family gatherings? So these are questions I want you to ask yourself. If you have a family history of diseases, I'm repeating them. Pay attention to what's going on within your family. Again, are members of your family really loving and kind? Are they and you resentful? Is there peace during the holidays at family gatherings? Are you eating the same foods that may have taken the lives of your parents, your grandparents, your aunts, uncles, cousins, and siblings? If you're eating the same foods that have taken their lives, How can you have a positive outcome doing the same things that they have done? How is it possible for you not to become ill if you're eating the same foods that they ate that are toxic for your body? And you know if they're toxic because if you have a family gathering, and this is something I would like for people to think about doing during the holidays or prior to the holidays, take a sheet of paper and write out all the illnesses that members of your family have. See how healthy the members of your family are. And do a critique. Because after tonight, you can change this pattern. Some people just assume, well, diabetes runs in my family. Or cancer runs in my family. Let me give you an example. Patti LaBelle had 5 members of her family succumb to cancer. Her father, her mother, and 3 of her sisters. You know what Miss Patti decided? She said, I'm not going out like that. I'm going to choose to have a different outcome. And she changed her diet. Before, she was known for frying up a lot of chicken and macaroni and cheese and all of those other kinds of foods. And she found out that she had diabetes, and she said, oh, no. Let me take control over my life. Because I have a predisposition in my family to contract cancer if I don't change my life. Because my family history, based on diet and based on some other things, has shown me that I can be next in line to get cancer since 5 people in my family have died from it. And Miss Patti is alive and well because she decided to take control over her life. She decided to take her life back. So she made a very, very important statement to those people who were watching her. And that statement is that you can change your life. You can have a healthier outcome. You don't have to become a statistic. Just because people in your family have had a dis-ease, the body not being at peace, before, that does not have to be your script. But what a lot of us do is we will fall in line because we don't want to be the oddball out in the family. We don't want people to talk about us. We don't want to be ridiculed. So we go along with the program. And then we end up contracting diseases like everyone else in the family. And we end up dying like everyone else in the family. And that doesn't have to be your reality. You can choose to create a completely different reality. All you have to do is ask yourself, do you want to live? And if you want to live, then you would know who you are. Like in talking about my previous shows, all of those shows lead up to this one. And you would know that the I am within you is making a different choice. You would say, I am making a different choice. You won't let fear, false evidence appearing real, to dictate to you your behavior. You won't be part of the matrix, having controlled thinking, control your behavior, wanting to fit in. Because I've seen people who've made choices that have been similar to family members, and I've seen them make choices that did not benefit them, and they ended up transitioning or dying. I've seen cancer up close and personal, and it isn't pretty. And I've not met a cancer patient that is now no longer with us want to leave. If they had it to do all over again, each one has said he or she would have made different choices. So now that you have the pen in your hand to write your script for your life, let's think during the holidays, because this will be This will be the test about how much you love yourself. Let's push away from the table, from those items that we know are not in our best interest. Let's make healthier choices. Let's say to ourselves, I choose to live. And in doing so, I'm going to eat foods that Andrew George talked about and that I mentioned earlier that promote my life. I'm going to eat more fresh vegetables, more fresh fruit. I'm going to eat foods that promote my health. If I'm a meat eater, I'm going to eat meats that are organic. I'm going to make different choices for my life. And I'm not going to give myself the excuse that it costs too much to eat healthy as I'm sitting in the hair salon getting my hair done weekly, as I'm sitting in the nail salon getting my nails done, as I'm getting new rims on my tires, as I'm buying a whole new wardrobe of clothing. Because I then am making a choice to do something for the inside of me, which really reflects whether or not I love me. Because I know that that car that I'm putting a lot of time and money into, that my nails, that my hair, will be of no significance if I'm no longer here on the planet, because I've made choices that have not supported my body, if I make choices that have not supported my life. I'm not going to let fear, false evidence appearing real, fear of rejection or of ridicule from my family members, keep me from making a choice that is in my best interest, because I realize at the end of the day that it is my choice that would keep me on the planet. My choosing to please them during Christmas, during Thanksgiving, during holiday times, during Easter or all of those other holidays or the 4th of July, my eating those foods that I know are not in my best interest so I could keep them happy lets me know that I don't truly love myself, because I'm doing something to keep someone outside of me happy who would say, once I become ill, you should have made a different choice. You didn't have to eat that food if it didn't make you feel good, or if you knew it was going to increase your blood pressure, or if you knew it was going to spike your sugar levels. You could have told me that, or you could have just said no. Those same people whom some of us are trying to please will be the same individuals who told you you should have made a different choice. So in this moment, I'm asking that each person in the listening audience makes a different choice. I'm asking that each person makes an empowered choice, not only for the holidays, but throughout the year. And you know what will happen? As people see you making a different choice, they will applaud and admire your courage. Maybe not to your face, but silently, they will say, wow, he has made a different choice. He looks better. He has excellent health. He's vibrant. She looks good. Her skin is flawless. I want to do what she's doing. So in this moment, take back your power. Be the divine person that Allah, the God of the universe, created you to be. And make a choice that not only empowers you, but that empowers everyone around you. I love each of you. I thank you for your wonderful compliments and comments about my show. Please join me next week. And the topic next week is the Law of Attraction, Part 2. Until then, this is Professor Jamila Franklin sending you peace and blessings and much universal love. Be blessed. Thank you.
disappointment from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me, and love lives inside me.